Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Quench not the Spirit. That word quench has the idea of stifling and smothering. How could you quench the Holy Spirit? He's God. He's all powerful. How are you going to quench Him? How are you going to put His fire out? Is one description of that word quench. Well, you're not going to put His fire out as far as God is concerned, but as far as Him trying to manifest in a situation in your life, He's not going to override you. So you have to cooperate with Him. You have to yield to Him. Quench not the Spirit. What's the very next verse? Despise not prophesying. Now, why would anybody despise prophesying? I ran face to face with this just a few months ago. A fella was considering coming to work for us here. And he asked me, did I believe in prophecy? I said, yeah. He said, I mean, prophesying right now, today, not something that's written in the Bible already. I said, yeah. Well, he didn't like that. And so if anybody would prophesy, like if I would start tonight and say, yea, thus saith the Lord, well, he would despise that. Well, that's why it's in the Bible. Right? Despise not prophesying. But it goes a lot further than that. Why would you have, if every time there was a true prophecy, it was 100% God, and no way it could be anything other, why would you have to tell anybody? Don't despise that. Why? Well, you have to tell people because there's a Godward side and a manward side. I've seen people start off prophesying, and if the first part was God, and the middle part was a mixture, and the last 5 minutes was just them. Did you hear me now? And see, you hear people get it wrong and get it wrong and get it wrong, well, you can become averse to it. And if somebody pops up and says, yea, thus saith the Lord, you go, ah, not again. Here we go again. I wish that you should have. Well, it could be God this time. But things that come through people have the human element and factor. And so they must be judged. I said they must be judged whether they're of God or no. What did the very next phrase say? Despise not prophesying and what? Do what? What does prove mean? Test. Some translations say, test it. Test what? A prophecy? How are you going to test it? We're C number one. We're back to that, right? How are you going to know? Well, two main things. If it is God, it's going to be in line with the Word. And it's going to bear witness with your own spirit, because the same spirit that's speaking through them is in you. Right? So he said, don't despise. I know, tell you a couple of situations of why people come to where they despise. Some people, you know, again, it's the ditch on either side. Some people, they don't even believe in prophesying for today. Period. And then you got other people, they don't think they've had church until everybody has prophesied to everybody. And they call it prayer meeting, but really they ought to call it a prophesying meeting, because that's what they come to do, is prophesy to each other. Did you hear me? And we believe in this, but then there's a lot of stuff that's not right. Should you judge these things? There was this one prayer group that had a meeting, and just a small group, and that's what mostly they did, is prophesy to each other. And so they're prophesying to each other, and somebody asked, well, so-and-so's not here. You know, wonder if they're going to come. Somebody popped up and said, yay, thus saith the Lord, they're not coming tonight. Well, just about that time, they saw the car pulling in the gravel parking lot, and they heard them, and they popped back up, yay, thus saith the Lord. They changed their mind. They'll be pulling in any minute now. Another fellow was in a meeting where they had a group of ministers from different denominations that got together for this particular meeting. A number of them didn't believe in being filled with the Spirit and speaking in tongues, these kind of things. But this fellow thought this was his grand opportunity to prophesy to all of them and for him to shine. So he takes the floor and he starts prophesying. And he called out this one. He said, you know, the Lord shows me that you have a place high up in the city. The fellow said, well, I drive a garbage truck. He said, well, another fellow, he said, the Lord shows me, you know, and he started prophesying to him that he had a great singing ministry. He said, my wife don't even want me singing in the shower. And then finally got to the end. He said, God's got a word for somebody here named Vern. Vern, God's got a word for you. And nobody responded. And he just kept on, Vern, God's got a word for you. Vern, Vern. I mean, went on for like 15 minutes. Finally, one of the denominational pastors that didn't believe in it, he stood up and said, yay, thus saith the Lord, Vern's not here. Well, wasn't any of it, thus saith the Lord? Right? And a lot of people say, yeah, I know, and I don't go for none of that junk. And that's why you despise prophesying, which is a blatant disobeying of the Scripture. No, you mustn't go to that ditch. So what do you do instead? What's the very next verse? Just prove it. Test it. Right? Just prove it. And whether it's you or me or whoever it is, nobody ought to think that they're above what comes through them being judged. Right? No pastor, no preacher, no apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher ought to think that anything they preach or they teach or they pray or they prophesy is above being judged. Because they're men and women. And they can miss it. Right? So it should be judged. And around here we want to develop. And we want everybody to develop. And everybody to know how to respond and yield to the Spirit of God. But if you miss it, and we tell you, nah, don't think so. That's not when you get huffy and leave. But not having this teachableness is what hinders so many churches from rising up to the place where they ought to be. Right? Hallelujah. These things should be judged. Now, go back to 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, 29. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sits by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy, one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. So there... here is a situation where a number of people are yielding to the Spirit of God, but it's not chaotic, it's not confusing. And did you notice here, if something be revealed to another that sits by, let the first one hold his peace. There is a cognizance and an awareness that other people have the Spirit beside me. Right? And other people know things besides me. And he said, but notice this in verse 32. And the spirits of the prophets are what?
Subject.
Subject to the prophets. The spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. When people get into this, God made me do this. I had no choice. I had to do it. Not true. For we know the nature of the Holy Spirit. He doesn't make anybody do anything. If he's going to make somebody do something, he'd make people get saved. Right? He'd make them come and get in the altar and get born again. If he's not going to make a lost person do that, then he's not going to make anybody do anything, because that's hell in the balance. That's eternity in the balance. Right? And he doesn't. And he won't. So no matter what God gives you, or how the Spirit of God moves on you, it is subject to you yielding or no. Are you with me now? And how you yield has so much to do with you. Now let's go back to the woman in the altar. You remember her? Screaming. Brother Hagin says she sounded like a freight train going through a tunnel. And he said, wait a minute, sister, wait. And she just screamed louder. And finally, he just took her. I mean, the whole service is completely disrupted. Nobody's doing anything except looking at her and holding their ears. Well, now, did the Spirit of God do this to the service? Well, then she can't help it, though. Not even the spirit of the prophets with the strongest anointings are what? Subject to them. They can yield or not. Well, then God is not making this woman scream. Now, we're getting to something here. This is her response to the moving of the Spirit. So finally, he shook her. He said, sister, shut up. And she just looked at him. And he said he could tell the people in the crowd were aggravated at him because he yelled at her like that. They just looked at him glaring. See, a lot of people think spiritual things are as vague and indistinct to everybody as they are to themselves. They don't understand that somebody might really know what they're doing. And he told her, he said, sister, quit screaming. The Bible didn't say. And the Spirit came on them, and they were all filled with the Spirit and began to scream. So they began to speak. They began to speak. So I'm going to lay hands again on you, and when the Spirit comes on you, don't scream. Speak. She looked at him, she said, I speak. He said, yeah, you speak. Don't scream. Speak. So, he laid hands on her again. She lifted both hands, started speaking in tongues.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me